ba ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam.
All right, this is it, the bonus hour, everybody. We picked the best audience members. We said stay for the bonus hour. Everybody else out the door. So you guys got you won. Congratulations.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out some things behind the scenes. We have some prizes to give away.
Some valuable prizes.
But I need to talk to Marlene. Do they need to be present to win? All right, because people who came here to Tree Time, because we're out here, today's broadcast live from Tree Time for the Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program. It's sponsored by Tree Time and Goodwill. And just to remind you, all through the month of October, you can donate an artificial Christmas tree in decent condition to Goodwill, and you'll be helping to give back to others in your community. I find myself looking at what other people are buying.
Yes.
Is that bad?
No, it gives you good ideas. What did you see that you liked?
Well, it caught my eye. There is a light up tree. Is that a Halloween one or is that a Christmas one? Oh, there's a lit up ranch.
That's how it looks lit up. It's beautiful.
I'm telling you, I have to go shopping here more. I should have come yesterday and put everything aside.
Right.
Because they're beautiful things here at Tree Time. We do have things to give away, and when you did come out here, you filled out an entry for fabulous prizes. I'm pointing to Bill of the very good one that I think we should do last, because then people have to stay.
I'll definitely do this one last. tickets to see a family four-pack to see the Chicago Blackhawks against the Visitors.
Now, I guess technically, you know, you could have stopped by earlier and filled out the form, and you may not be here still, but it would be really cool if we give it to somebody.
How many of you are not here anymore? Raise your hands.
Me.
Several people are no
longer. I am not.
You're not here either, Wendy.
We also have a family four-pack to Classic Cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
They have really great theaters.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. So we have a family four-pack of those to give away, some Goodwill gift cards. Oh, those are gone. I'll just keep those.
What? Come on. So we'll give them out intermittently, or do you want to give them out at the end? It's up to you. Whatever you feel like.
I just think we should give out a few Goodwill gift cards right now.
We'll do that right now? You're up to that? Everybody's good? Yeah? All right.
Do you want to stick your hand into that bowl?
Yes. Good luck, everybody. I hope. Go deep? All right. Hold on a sec.
Too high. Too high.
Too high. Hold on a second. Now, again, this Marlene, they do not need to be present to win.
It makes for a better broadcast if
they're
they are,
here.
But
yes,
you know.
All right.
This is for a $25 Goodwill gift card, by the way.
Yes. Is Mark Paulson here? Then let's pretend this never happened.
We can't.
No.
His brother Pat?
Pat Paulson is, no. No, it doesn't say that. Of the Glen Ellen Paulsons, yes, Marlene. How did you know that? That was amazing.
She remembers as people fill out the form. So that's who you can give that
Mark
to Marlene.
Pretend you're happy for Mark, everybody. Just pretend. just pretend.
Here's an idea, since we are broadcasting. If the person isn't here, why doesn't somebody play the part of that person and go,
yes.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
And then if it's really you, just come up here.
Yeah.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
I like to give.
What? I'm sorry, what? Oh, yeah. All right. Is Marla Anderson here?
Remember, play along.
There's Marla.
Okay. Congratulations, Marla. You
Marla's
have a very
here.
Deep voice, deeper than mine. $25 gift card to Goodwill, which I'm telling you, Judy Pilak does such a great job taking things that she finds at Goodwill and upcycling them and making these great holiday decorations. So you'll really have fun, Marla.
Nice to meet you.
All right, we have more of the Goodwill gift cards to give away. Also, a family four-pack of tickets to Classic Cinemas. And a family four-pack to Chicago Blackhawks.
That's
game.
A good prize. That's a very nice prize. And we decided you do need to be here for the Blackhawks tickets, or you do not? Do we know? What do you guys think? Should you be here? The crowd has voted overwhelmingly that you should have to be here.
Marlene has all the answers to
that. All right. I just want to give everybody a heads up to something that will happen in the second half of the bonus hour. Wendy and I have done this in the past when we do a remote broadcast. If you have any questions for Wendy or myself or Jasmine, you get a chance to ask whatever you want. We're not going to do it yet. We'll do it in the second half hour, the bonus hour. But start thinking of your questions now. It can be about anything, anything you've ever wanted to know about Wendy or myself or Jasmine. Yeah, ask away. So we'll do that in the second half.
And we may need the crowd microphone, Ernie, for this one. We have two ways we could go. I was too busy eating a buntlet to run this past you before,
yeah.
So let's just do it.
All right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I have some things that we may have learned in school that are not true.
Oh.
Or I have Christmas trivia questions.
Oh.
That people can come up and try and answer.
All right.
So which do you want to do, or should we do both?
You guys have time for both? Where are you going after this? You stick around? All right. Everyone can stay, Wendy, so whichever. We can do one or both.
I just don't know how to do the trivia questions because we do have prizes to give away, but
yeah.
We don't have them to give away
to
the winner.
Well, start out with the things. So
all right.
We were taught these things in school, but you're saying that they
that
taught us incorrectly?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
like, for instance, in A Sound of Applause, who has heard that chameleons change colors for camouflage?
Oh, they do.
You're about to be proved wrong.
They don't?
In popular culture, chameleons are synonymous with stealth, but the reptile's most well-known trait, changing color at will,
yeah.
isn't about blending in with its surroundings. Contrary to what school has taught us, chameleons don't develop plaid markings if they sit on a checkered shirt. In reality, chameleons are more like mood rings than ninjas.
But not a plaid pattern, but if it's on like a green leaf, won't it take on the shade of green?
Yes.
Or if it's on a brown blade of grass, it'll do that, right?
Yes. And
chameleons.
If it's on sand,
yeah.
it'll change
a
that.
Sandy color. Yeah, chameleons do that, and I think pelicans do that too.
Did the pelican drop you on your head when it was delivering to... Oh, that's the stork.
Ah.
Get my birds mixed up. A chameleon has four layers of skin, three of which contain pigments that reflect particular hues and exhibit preset patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not changing it on their own. Color helps the lizards communicate with one another. Their changing colors let the chameleons know how they're feeling. So they are reacting to the environmental factors.
For survival. So they don't stand out.
Right, but it's like they have like one of their layers of skin is a mirror, so wherever they are, that reflects, that's why they change colors.
Oh.
They're not doing them themselves.
Right, right.
I didn't know that.
It's just nature kicking in.
I thought they could just go,
no.
Christmas tree lights here at Tree Time,
yeah, yeah.
If you want either white or the multicolored,
right.
They don't do it themselves.
No, separate.
Why
would schools teach us this if it was false?
Well, because it's technically true. We didn't, they do change their colors to coordinate with their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I guess when you think about it, how would they go, I'm on sand. I better go tan right now.
Right.
Have you heard about taking melatonin to help you sleep and it's supposed to really help you go to sleep?
Yes. Not true?
Sleep is great. It recharges us and our immune system, but they've been telling you to take melatonin, a natural hormone. It's to promote restfulness. Those with sleep disorders such as insomnia or people experiencing everything from jet lag to a new work schedule turn to melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural. What could go wrong? But you can stop responding to melatonin if you get into the habit of taking it.
Oh.
So you build up a resistance to it.
Oh.
So you won't respond to the melatonin your body makes. So then, in essence, it'll help you fall asleep for a little while, and then you build up a tolerance, and then you'll never be able to sleep again.
Interesting. All right. And that's bad.
All right, this one I didn't know. You know those daddy long leg spiders with the big bulbous middle and then those big... Yes.
Yes.
We were told that they're a type of spider.
Yeah, because they're spiders.
Mm.
They're not spiders.
Mm-mm.
Daddy
long leg
spiders
that, right?
are not spiders?
The first thing we'd like to clear up is that daddy long legs are arachnids, but they aren't spiders.
I always thought arachnids were spiders.
I will read on.
Arachnophobia is a fear of spiders.
Yes. They have eight legs, enjoy hanging out in cellars, but these arachnids are more similar to scorpions, which is not an arachnid, or yes it is, now I'm confused. Once you recognize, that these aren't spiders, did you know they're also called harvest men?
Yep.
You did not.
I don't even call them spiders.
No,
daddy
long legs.
There's a giant harvest man on the wall, please come and get it.
So the daddy long legs is technically called the harvest men. They I can't read these Latin words.
No, do it. People came out, Wendy, because they wanted to hear you read Latin. That's the only reason
Daddy
they came
long
out.
Legs are known for having a fused head, thorax, and abdomen, whereas spiders have a distinct separation between the thorax and the abdomen.
Oh.
Another difference, they have two eyes instead of eight.
Ugh, that's too many.
I didn't realize spiders had eight eyes.
Yeah.
And you won't see them spinning webs either.
Arachnids or spiders?
The daddy long legs.
Oh, the daddy long legs. All right. It's hard to follow all this. Could you read the rest of them in Latin so I can follow along?
Yes.
Thank you.
They're not venomous, so they won't bite you.
All right, good news.
But they do have stink glands.
How many people here today have those? Be honest. Very few. A couple in the back, Wendy. I didn't see that coming.
You are just impossible.
That's why
sometimes.
We put them in the back, because if they came in front, nobody would be hungry for lunch.
They enjoy playing dead and will even shed their legs to escape predators.
Yeah.
I've done that more than once.
Yep.
Some of these are really not that interesting, I got to tell you.
These are all things that we were taught in school, but now we can sue our school because they taught us incorrectly.
Some of these are just really not that interesting. I should have gone through them. Toads can give you warts. You've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Even though toads have bumpy skin, those pox are not contagious. Despite what all your witchy instincts are telling you, those bumps aren't warts at all. If you caught toads with your bare hands as a kid, you can rest assured your skin won't face any lingering consequences. I used to catch toads and frogs, and I've never had a wart.
Nothing's happened? Is it true about licking them? Do you guys know this about licking
them?
Well,
that has to be a specific type of toad.
And it has to be in the mood. Can't just go up to a random toad and start licking. You have to ask permission now.
No, these are tropical toads where they have some kind of hallucinogen on their skin.
Ugh.
And when you lick them, it's like, you know.
Like LSD.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I've never licked a toad.
That's why we went with bundt cakes instead of toads today. We didn't want you guys getting crazy. We have a question, yes?
Oh, wait, hang on.
How about kissing a frog? How about kissing a frog, Wendy? Would you do that for a dollar?
I'd kiss a frog.
The challenge is out.
I would kiss a frog.
Don't you get a prince?
Do you get a prince if you kiss a frog? Yeah, that one's true. We know that one's true.
That's how I got Bill as a radio partner.
Yeah.
He's a prince. I kissed a frog.
No, it's too late. They're sad now.
Well,
we made everybody
groaned.
Sad.
I was not. I don't have any good ones.
Those are all bad after that?
One more. Well, bulls grow more. Angry at the sight of anything red. We've talked about this before, and you believe that to be true.
I think it's true because in rodeos, to irritate the bull, they flash a red fabric in front of it to make it angry, don't they?
Yes, bullfighting, an angry, hulking beast charges towards a matador's iconic red cape. And the bull does this because it loathes the color red, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. In fact, bulls don't really see the color red, metaphor or otherwise. They see colors as a colorblind person does, which is to say that red doesn't trigger anything special. Instead, the bulls react to the movement of the material.
Yeah.
So that's not true. The jerky motions, the flapping cape. Weren't you in a band called the Jerky Motions?
The Jerky Motions. We played Cajun music.
The bull charges because it wants to stop what's going on. Who's calling you, Bill?
I'm getting a call. Can you guys hold on a second? Hello? No, doing the bonus hour. All right, thanks, bye. It's Kevin.
Kevin who?
A friend of mine named Kevin.
Oh.
Oh, it's not Kevin Hart.
Oh, wouldn't that be
I had
be
to
a
put
hoot.
A blocker on my phone so he wouldn't call me anymore.
So it's just the movement.
It's just the movement. Yeah. It's strictly the movement. Can I read you a text, Wendy, from earlier? We were talking about, I'm sure you'll all remember, we were talking about whether or not parents should or do have favorite children.
Yes, and you
shouldn't. You should not. A texter said we should be able to have favorite children because children have a favorite parent. Is that true? Do you guys believe that to be true? Yeah? Almost everybody. Yeah? You don't think so?
I mean, I guess. Whoever gives you more. I mean, really, as a
true,
kid, that's what you...
It's kind of true. And then Ernie, do you guys know Ernie, who's doing sound for us today? That's Ernie over
Ernie
there.
Ernie Skatton.
Ernie Skatton. Ernie was saying how things are more allowable. Like when you have an older child, you allow certain things differently than when you have younger children. And it reminded me of a story, and I'll tell you, but you're going to get sad. Is that okay? I'll tell you the story. When I was a kid, it's when skateboarding was at its most popular, and I really wanted a skateboard. And my parents said, you cannot have a skateboard because you'll break your neck. And I said, no, I'll learn to ride it really well. And they forbid me from having a skateboard.
My mom, too.
Same thing?
Yeah.
So I went out, I saved my money, and I got a really great skateboard, and I kept it hidden. There was like a part of our garage that you really had to move stuff to get to, and I kept it in there for weeks, and I would ride the skateboard, and then one time my dad found it, and they were so angry that I got punished for the rest of the summer. I couldn't go out for the last 3 weeks of summer. Then when it was my brother's birthday, a few months later, they got him a skateboard for his birthday. Because they said, see, I told you, they get sad. Because they said, well, you proved yourself on a skateboard, so now we're not afraid of them anymore. We know they're not dangerous, so they gave him a skateboard. That's not fair, right?
Your brother won big time.
He did, right?
But that's what the first child is for. The parents figure things out, and then by the time the second kid comes, or in my case, I was the third, they don't care about us anymore.
Really?
I mean, you know, because when I first had Michael, he's my oldest, he's 20. I had pets. I had a pet rabbit. I had snakes. I had hamsters, dogs. And it was very exciting for me to be able to keep them alive.
Yeah.
So I was very excited that I kept Michael alive. And I have for 20 years.
Yeah, so far, so good.
So Dylan's 16. Well, he can figure it out. But he can. It's just when you have something for the first time, you're so overprotective.
Right.
And then when you realize, oh, I didn't kill him yet.
Yes.
Then they can figure it out by themselves.
How many of you have baby books for some of your children where the first one, like every page is full of magical moments from that child's life. And then the second one, every once in a while you put something. Mark finally had a pretzel and you put that in there. It's ridiculous. All right. We must take a break. We'll come back. I hope you guys are formulating some questions for Wendy or myself or Jasmine or Ernie or each other. If you want to ask each other questions, that'll work out too. We'll get to that right after the news. It's Bill and Wendy live on location at Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
God, I can't wait for Christmas.
It's coming quick, Wendy. Just over 2 months away.
I'm surprised you don't have it down to the hour or minute.
Sometimes I do. As we get closer, ask me. I'll know it down to the minute.
Best holiday.
Yeah. Better than Arbor Day. Were you here for our Arbor Day broadcast several months ago? How many of you were here? Nobody came for that.
You're a handful.
People say
I'm the handful.
Right, right. This is the bonus hour. Thank you very much for being here. Valuable prizes is the reason you've all stayed, so we appreciate that.
And you know what? When the show's over at 1 o'clock, we'll be done on the stream.
Yeah.
We'll just stay and give away these prizes because the people listening live right now, they have no part of
this. Right. We have to stay in vacuum anyway, so you guys might as well stay too.
All right, you put this out there, and I'm betting we're not going to have any takers.
You don't think anyone will ask questions? All right, let's prove Wendy wrong. Look, look.
Jeez.
Look, Wendy, you couldn't be more wrong. All right, hello. So here, the quick rules are these. There are no rules. You can ask Wendy anything you want.
Wait, no, you're part of this as well.
It's not a good idea.
What is your name?
My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Okay, I have a question for you and for you. So, what's up with the hair? Your hair looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you're not happy with it.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It looks really good.
I got my hair colored, and the girl did a great job. It's just not exactly what I wanted. I went in there with blonder hair, and I wanted to go even blonder, and I came out darker. So it was just conflicting.
But as soon as we walked in, it looks really cool.
Thank you very much.
And when are you going to do stand-up? And will you do it like when they do that Laugh Your Face Off stuff?
Oh. He is so funny.
Oh, thank you. I did stand up. Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
All the time. I work at home and they have fun.
Oh, well, thank you.
Why don't you come out to Kathy's house and do some stand up?
I could do it at the house. I do it door to door. I just don't do it in clubs anymore.
The Fuller Comedy Man.
Yeah, right. I sell brushes and guffaws. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
This is my daughter, Chelsea.
I'm so glad that's your child.
Hi, Chelsea.
When we walked in here, we overheard the owners of this place telling you that you can't do a Vegas walk.
Yes, no Vegas walking. No Vegas walking. All right, I'll explain that really briefly the other day. Thank you for asking. When I was doing stand-up, I was working at a club in Kansas City with Mike Siegel, who's a friend of mine, a stand-up who was on with us the other morning. And Mike and I were working at a club, and whenever you did a comedy club, the owner would always call you in on the first day and tell you the rules of the club. You get a certain drink minimum, and the show starts at 8. We want you here at 7:30. So there was a big sign behind him that says, rules of the club, no Vegas walking. So he said, guys, I'm not kidding. Do whatever you want during the week, but if you Vegas walk, I will fire both of you. And we had no idea what he was talking about. So Mike said, what if the crowd wants us to Vegas walk? He goes, absolutely not. I won't have it. And I said, what if you're doing a bit about Vegas walking? Can you Vegas walk to show him? This went on for about 10 minutes. And finally, he just left the room and he goes, I'm not kidding, guys. Do whatever you want, but no Vegas walking. That was 27 years ago. I still have no idea what it refers to. I can't even guess what that means. But there will be no Vegas walking today. I promise. I promise.
I will say your stock answer that I've overheard you. Everybody says to Bill, why don't you do stand-up anymore? And you just don't feel like it. You have a Kush radio gig working next to me every day. What
would,
more could you ask for?
Pass that up?
But the funniest thing is, you know, people go, God, you were so good at it. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Oh, I always say... I enjoyed second grade, but if somebody came up to me and go, hey, you were great in second grade, go back and do it again, I'd go, I don't want to take second grade again.
But that is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, and I love phonics.
You're hooked on it, aren't you?
I'm hooked on phonics.
Yes, you are. All right, no other questions. See, that's... okay.
Les, did you have a...
Sorry.
Oh, there's more questions. Hi, Les. What was your question? Please ask it in the form of a question.
My question is for Jasmine.
Yes.
First of all, I really like her hair. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
My question is, does it make it harder or easier to sleep with that kind of hair?
Wow, I love that question. Actually, I just put it all at the top of my head like a big old bun, and I actually go to sleep with it. But sometimes, like, when I'm turning over on my pillow, my head is, like, lopsided. It's like, come on, get the rest of the hair on the other side.
It's so heavy.
It's like, ah. But, yeah, that's how I sleep with it. So.
And you can see it from space, which is kind of cool.
I mean, yeah. It's amazing.
Satellites will take
She does her own hair. That's what blows me away.
Yep.
It doesn't take that long.
Yep.
Is that a wig?
No.
So you just add extensions or whatever you want into your own hair.
Yeah.
Do you
like
crochet it in there? Kinda?
Yeah, I crochet. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you color my hair?
Yeah. I told you I would do it.
Yeah, you probably could.
Are there any other questions or recipes? Yes, go ahead. What is your name? Hi, Beth. Wait, you're
Beth
not Beth from Wisconsin.
Yes, that
you
is
moved
Beth.
Over.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Beth. Oh,
hi.
Beth, I need to tell you, there were two texters who said that they are also listeners of ours from Wisconsin, and the next time you do this, they want to carpool with you. So I'll give you their information. They live in Waukesha.
That would work.
That's perfect. What was your question, Beth?
Well, I want to know from Ernie more about your favorite child.
Oh, Ernie.
That is intriguing to me. They're obviously not listening, are they? Because
Ernie, how many kids in total?
I have four kids. I have twin boys who will be just turned 29.
Yeah.
And I have 18 and 20-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
They'll be in November.
And you said you had a favorite of the four.
I hope they're not listening, but it would be my youngest.
Is that true? Because why?
I'm always with her. We did softball, and every weekend we were on the road together. And it became a time that I was with my youngest daughter all the time. And
shouldn't you feel more guilty about having a favorite that easily? It didn't even take you a second to know.
But here's the thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over.
That's great when an engineer gives himself feedback.
If I had to trust one, my oldest daughter.
Yeah, she's the most trustworthy.
I give her everything. My sons get nothing. I love them to death, but I would never trust them with anything.
Yeah.
And my youngest is scatterbrained.
Yeah.
But she is the most loving.
Oh. How about that, Wendy? Ernie's not even embarrassed to admit that.
Yeah, I don't like hearing it.
I will add this. I would say her favorite would be me between the parents.
Oh, interesting.
Oil and water. Oil and water. She runs to me, Dad, Mommy.
Well, that's the same-sex parent. I know when I think about it now, I'm surprised my mom didn't slap me more.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The same-sex kid and parent, I think, go head-to-head a lot more fighting.
Yeah.
Teenage years, it was hard when I was a little snippy. I know you find that hard to believe.
You were a little snippy.
I know. Snippy Snyder, they used to call me. But it's just, it's really tough being a teenager. Although I think back of high school and I really enjoyed high school. Yeah, I know you did too.
Very much so.
It's just times have changed so much where high school isn't fun for kids in high school anymore.
No? How come? What's going on?
A lot of pressure, a lot of people who are rude to other people. It's changed so much.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? So. Yeah. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable to hear you just openly say how, oh, she's my pride and joy.
No reluctance, Ernie. You just came right out and admitted
it. You know that you have a favorite as well. You just don't want to offend.
Oh.
No, I really don't mind offending them. I just don't, I don't really have a favorite.
People, you don't enjoy being with one child a little bit more than the other? I mean, you do.
Yeah, everybody kind of a little.
You don't want to say favorite.
Yeah.
I don't.
But every parent has that one child that they will automatically just kind of.
Yeah.
Because
it's there's somehow it's easier. One of them's easier.
I mean, I don't hate my
okay,
other children.
But listening to both of you,
yeah.
Well, you know, one's my favorite because one likes to go to sporting events, or the my favorite one I like to hang with. That doesn't mean it's your favorite kid. It means you're having a great time with that kid at that moment.
True, but
yeah. You can't
that's
have a
true.
Favorite.
So I would take my sons. I would take my sons to games.
Yeah,
100%.
Right.
Were they your favorite that day?
And we would talk to them, but I would not like. No, they ran us ragged, my sons.
If you're just joining us on the stream, we're talking about favorite children. This is a Dr. Phil show. Are you looking up statistics about Ernie's children?
No. I had some things I wanted to talk about the debate that I never got to talk about. You watched the debate.
Did
anybody
watch
the Democratic debate that was on?
Yeah.
There were just some interesting things. There's this Tom Steyer guy.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
I thought he was Danny Kaye. I swear to you.
Did you really? Yeah.
For a minute, I go, wait, I thought Danny Kaye died.
No, he's running for president,
Danny Kaye. And then the moderators, it was Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm. It was everybody from CNN.
Aaron Brockovich. And then there was a guy that I didn't know who it was, and I looked up the very first time he spoke, and I thought that was Gilbert Gottfried. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, Gilbert looks different.
Yeah.
But he reminded me of Gilbert's face.
Sure.
And then I just have an observation. I know totally unrelated to anything, but I wanted to talk about this.
Sure.
Cory Booker talks to us and the viewers like he's talking to a little kid. His eyes are all really big, and he's like, so here's what I'm thinking, and here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you? He looks like he's talking to a little kid.
He gets a very excited face when it's his turn
but
to
talk.
But it's
that, you know, when you talk to your favorite child, Ernie, do you, like, but you know what I mean? You're talking like, okay, here's what we're going to do. It just reminded me that he was talking to a little kid, and I felt like a little kid.
Oh, well, do you think that's his goal when he does that?
I sure
hope
not.
I think that's his personality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to help.
He did come to Joe Biden's defense twice, actually.
Yeah.
He said he didn't appreciate that Joe Biden was being criticized. And that's interesting because he's competing against Joe Biden. But
and
he was
in the last debate, he went after Joe Biden.
Yes, he did.
It's a weird thing.
Did.
And did Joe Biden just get those new teeth? Because I swear to God, he does not know how to use them yet. I'm not saying whether
say
I like.
Why?
Listen, when I talk politics, I'm not going to say what I feel because if you feel differently, we all get in a fight.
Right.
But I am going to make fun of him not being able to use his new false teeth. He was tripping over his tongue a lot.
Yeah.
And it looked like he just didn't really know how to use them.
So if it's true, the dentures, obviously.
But I don't even know if they are.
Oh, they may not be.
I mean,
you just
can get
you just think
veneers?
He had his teeth rotated?
I don't know what it was.
The quick lube? I think probably if you do get new teeth, if that's what happened.
But you got to practice before you go on a debate.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And the drunk uncle kept coming in my head, too.
From Saturday Night Live?
He just reminded me of the drunk uncle.
Oh, wow.
And then Cory Booker was talking to him going, listen, you've got to behave.
Yeah.
Like he's a little kid.
Yeah.
It was crazy town.
So watching the debate, did you watch the whole debate? 3 hours and 4 minutes?
I bailed.
Did you really?
It was too long, and This Is Us was on, and New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I still have it recorded, but it just, everybody was picking on Elizabeth Warren, and I kind of, Everybody needs to get along.
But don't you think strategically you pick on who the leader is or whoever's winning in the polls, you go after him or her, don't you? Isn't that the right play?
But that doesn't seem right to do. I mean, they're supposed to be a unified front.
So they should have just picked on Danny Kaye the whole time?
Yes.
You haven't made a good movie in 40 years. I've been dead for 30. Well, still.
And how did Danny Kaye get to be in the debates? It's like, you know, they should be reducing the number of candidates instead of adding.
More, yeah.
And he wasn't in the first few. It's
right.
Just because he has more money and was able to donate. That's how they base things on, like how many donations have come in.
Yeah.
And Andrew Yang is starting to sound like he makes more sense every day. And he was a viral sensation because of his lapel pin that said math.
Math. Yeah. But do you know, when I saw the math pin, I thought, well, he enjoys math. But do you know what it means?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Make America think harder.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Well, I had to look it up.
Oh. But like in the old days, if you were doing a debate, it was a given you wore a pin with the American flag, and now less and less of them are wearing it. One was math. I'm trying to remember what else I saw. There were a couple of other pins that were not American flags, but that used to be standard. What was it, Ernie? What is it? English? Yeah, whatever. Your favorite subject was in
PE.
Yeah.
That's what I would have worn. You would have had a Batman pin on.
I love Batman.
I know you do.
What's wrong with loving Batman? But it's interesting that forever that was part of the uniform, is you better wear an American flag if you're debating, and now it's just whatever you feel fit. So yeah.
I liked the math pen.
It didn't. Watching the debate, though, didn't help you decide one way or another as to who to vote for. It didn't change your mind at all.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Did anyone see anything during the debate that made you change your mind in any way, shape, or form? Nobody did. Isn't that strange? That's the reason it's there, is to influence you to side with somebody, and it's not having that effect for some reason. Is it because there's still too many candidates? Is that why?
And no one gets a chance to talk, and there were people that didn't get enough time to talk. And
well, they balance the questions strangely. Like, you would think it should be more even, but they don't. They go after the front runners for the most part, you know.
But then they should cut it down and have just the front runners be debating.
Yeah.
Them.
Well, that's what's going to happen eventually, just not yet.
How many more debates are there with all these people? Didn't this happen with the Republicans last time with all, or 2 times ago with all the candidates that were going?
Yes.
Was that 1 time ago? I get everything confused. The Balloon Boy was 10 years ago today. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Did you vote for Balloon Boy?
Yes, I did.
That was a wasted vote, Wendy. I think in retrospect, you have to admit that was a wasted vote.
It was a wasted vote.
Yeah. Do you want to do the holiday trivia? Are you up for that?
Are there any more questions? Oh, there's one more.
Yes? Yes. Go ahead. What is your name?
We're Trish, getting a microphone over here. Marlene, by the way, Marlene Wells has been with WGN Radio for 52 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
52 years. A Walk of Famer, by the way.
She is.
Trish will go.
Wow.
Marlene, your MapQuest told you the wrong way to get to Trish. You got to re-examine that MapQuest. Trish, what is your question?
Hi. My daughter turns 15 today, and she just got into tennis.
Oh.
And so I was wondering if you had some advice for her.
Yeah, play hard.
She shouldn't be listening. She should be at school right now.
She enjoys the game?
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
She just started, and so she's nervous about being late to the game. So.
Oh, no, not at all. You can pick it up at 15. Does anyone else here play tennis besides myself?
Are you challenging someone?
There's a couple of you. Oh, excellent. It's such a fun game. It'll keep you happy and healthy. Just go for it. Yeah, like any sport or anything you do, if you're interested in it, see if you like it or not. I hope she loves it. It's such a fun game to play.
And that's the...
Oh, yeah?
That's what's so hard nowadays, and I think I know where you're coming from. It's like people who are on the tennis team and are playing tennis have been playing since they've been 6.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, at 15 years old, that's when you're supposed to experiment and try to do things if you want. Never too old to do something.
Yeah.
And tennis, you know, I don't know, you're the tennis player. Maybe she doesn't do well on a team or something. Isn't that something she can always play for the rest of her life?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be organized, absolutely. There's always kids that play next to me, not the same kids, but it's always different kids, and they'll be like 7 or 8 years old, and I can't believe how hard and accurate they're hitting at 7 and 8, but then I know other people who have started later than 15, and they're great at it. So good. I'm glad she's playing. That's excellent.
How old were you when you started playing tennis?
2.
Bill has a way of explaining to everyone that, do you remember in utero or just when you were born?
In utero, I remember some things. It was real. Do you remember? It was real jumpy in there. Do you guys remember that? My mom was on a trampoline most of the time when she was
pregnant. You remember being in your crib?
Yes, I do remember that vividly.
How vividly?
Like everything that happened.
Not much happened.
No. No.
Oh, there was a mobile.
Yeah, there was a mobile. It was fun. Yeah.
When's the earliest you remember?
I do remember stuff when I was in the crib. So I was a year and a half, but I remember that. Can anyone remember back that far? No, just me?
He's ambidextrous. Yeah. That's why, you know, he brings that up. You also didn't go to kindergarten?
No, I skipped kindergarten.
Why is that, Bill?
I was a genius. I'm not anymore. What, Joe? No, I was able to leave the crib when I was 5 and a half. But Wendy is jealous. You saw the way she said ambidextrous. He's ambidextrous.
My sister's ambidextrous.
Jealous. You're jealous of your sister, obviously.
No, I'm not.
She's Ernie's favorite. Of all the kids in your family, your sister is Ernie's favorite. I licked a toad, Wendy. Can you tell?
Yes.
And right. I'm not the only one. I'll name names. There's four other people in this room, Wendy, who did.
I don't have any of you, by the sound of applause, listened to the bonus hour before, or are you just listening to it today because you're here? You've listened to it before?
Then why would you stay knowing what you're going to get? That's crazy.
Because I do like to call this Bill Leff Unleashed because you get very silly during this time.
Well, I think my air supply is being cut off somehow. Not thinking clearly.
All right, we're only here for about 5 more minutes, and I'm wondering if there are any more questions, because I was surprised there were any there.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Dodged a bullet.
Do a little bit of Christmas trivia, and then a quick reminder, we do have some valuable prizes to give away the second the show's over, so stick around for that, including
right.
Blackhawks tickets.
And What's Hot and What's Cold, that's sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, mm-hmm. And that was our question segment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's taken care of. I don't know how to do this with Christmas trivia. Some are hard, some are easy.
Can I go against the audience?
Yes.
We'll see who does better, the audience or me.
All right, that's a good way to do it.
And it seems, Wendy, I don't have an exact head count, but it seems like there's more of them than there are of me. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, but my money's on you for some reason.
Oh, it is? All right.
You're Christmas boy.
Yes, I am Christmas boy, yes.
All right, so listeners, audience members, if you know the answer, go ahead and yell it out. Try to beat Bill.
Hands on buzzers, everybody.
Just yell out the answer.
All right.
You have to buzz in.
All right.
In the song...
Bill!
And your answer?
The Ray Conniff Singers.
How did you know? I can't believe that you got
the
that.
Kind of singers.
No. Ernie, don't believe us.
We amazed Ernie for half a second. That was great.
It was
great.
Worth it,
that was
actually.
So much fun.
In the song Frosty the Snowman,
yes.
What made Frosty come to life?
They got it way before I buzzed in. It's a hat.
What kind of hat?
There must have been some magic in that old top hat they found.
Old silk hat.
Old silk hat. Bill, silk
no,
hat.
No, it's too bad.
Too late? I think you said enough.
No, it's a silk hat. That's
silk
what
hat?
They're saying.
Oh, all right. Who wears a silk hat?
It's a silk top
hat. A silk top hat? Who wears those
in
now?
The lyrics of the song, though, and that old silk
hat they found.
Right.
For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. He's Frosty the Snowman.
I know who he is.
He's alive as he can be.
These are really easy. What Christmas decoration?
Bill, Santa Claus.
You're loud sometimes, you know that? What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver?
Bill.
What?
Garland.
No. Tinsel, they're right.
Are those different?
Yes.
Are they? Oh, I didn't know.
Tinsel are little...
Metallic?
Like streamers, yes.
Yeah.
And garland is connected and goes all around.
All right. Audience is winning. 2-0. We're playing to 100. No one's going anywhere until we're done.
This is so easy. Who played George Bailey?
Bill. Jimmy Stewart. Oh, I'm going to use that. Jimmy Stewart. I knew it was Jimmy Stewart.
Yes, of course you did. Per a recent holiday fad... What spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa?
Albert. the elf on the shelf.
Yes.
That's remember the year I was the left on the shelf? That was a crazy year.
What Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch?
Bill. Oh, well, they're helping me, but I knew it. It was
you
eggnog.
Could just yell it out. There's only one of you.
Am I allowed to? All right. I thought I had to formally announce that I knew it.
One of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day. Which reindeer is
Bill.
That?
Bill. Cupid.
Yeah. Yep. See, these are so easy. What Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia? Mm-hmm. In 1981, Bob and Doug McKenzie released their own version of a classic Christmas song.
12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone else know that? No, somebody did? Yeah.
Oh, these are so easy. Bing Crosby's best-selling song.
White Christmas.
Early 1800s, the first gingerbread houses were reportedly inspired by what famous fairy tale? Yes.
Oh.
They won.
Wait, was that one with triple credit?
Well, no, but they won that one.
Oh, they won that one, yeah.
All right, you know what? We have to take a break.
Oh, all right.
This has been so much fun.
Can you stick around for valuable prizes, everybody? Yep, they're sticking around for valuable prizes.
And the people listening on the stream right now, today's broadcast was live from Tree Time. It's the Goodwill.
Today's was?
It's the Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program, sponsored by Tree Time and Goodwill. And I'd like to invite the listeners to come out here on their own time if they couldn't make it today, because yes. It's really magical. Yep. It's like Santa's play shop. And all through the month of October, you can donate your gently used Christmas tree to Goodwill or to Tree Time and help people in need and give back to our community. Quick break, and then we'll wrap things up. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's live at Tree Time on WGN.